The City Temple. Sunday, September 10th, 1911. Introduction. On September 10th, the first Sunday after Abdu'l-Bahá's arrival in England, he spoke from the City Temple pulpit to the evening congregation at the special desire of the pastor, the Reverend R.J. Campbell. Though Abdu'l-Bahá's coming had not been advertised, the church was filled to its utmost capacity. Few that were there will ever forget the sight of that venerable figure, clad in his Eastern garb, ascending the pulpit stairs to address a public gathering for the first time in his life. That this should be at a Christian place of worship in the West has its own deep significance. Mr. Campbell introduced the visitor with a few simple words, in the course of which he said, "We, as the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is to us and will always be the light of the world, view with sympathy and respect every movement of the Spirit of God in the experience of mankind. And therefore, we give greeting to Abdu'l-Bahá in the name of all who share the spirit of our Master and are trying to live their lives in that spirit." The Baha'i movement is very closely akin to, I think I might say is identical with, the spiritual purpose of Christianity. Inscription in the Old Bible. Before Abdu'l-Bahá left the church, he wrote in the Old Bible, used by generations of preachers, the following words in his own native Persian, the translation being added as follows. Inscription in the Old Bible, written by Abdu'l-Bahá in Persian. "This book is the holy book of God, of celestial inspiration. It is the Bible of salvation, the noble gospel. It is the mystery of the kingdom and its light. It is the divine bounty, the sign of the guidance of God." Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas. Address given by Abdu'l-Bahá. O noble friends, seekers after God, praise be to God. Today the light of truth is shining upon the world in its abundance. The breezes of the heavenly garden are blowing throughout all regions. The call of the kingdom is heard in all lands, and the breath of the Holy Spirit is felt in all hearts that are faithful. The Spirit of God is giving eternal life. In this wonderful age, the East is enlightened, the West is fragrant, and everywhere the soul inhales the holy perfume. The sea of the unity of mankind is lifting up its waves with joy, for there is real communication between the hearts and minds of men. The banner of the Holy Spirit is uplifted, and men see it and are assured with the knowledge that this is a new day. This is a new cycle of human power. All the horizons of the world are luminous, and the world will become indeed as a garden and a paradise. It is the hour of unity of the sons of men and of the drawing together of all races and all classes. You are loosed from ancient superstitions which have kept men ignorant, destroying the foundation of true humanity. The gift of God to this enlightened age is the knowledge of the oneness of mankind and of the fundamental oneness of religion. War shall cease between nations, and by the will of God, the most great peace shall come. The world will be seen as a new world, and all men will live as brothers. In the days of old, an instinct for warfare was developed in the struggle with wild animals. This is no longer necessary. Nay, rather, cooperation and mutual understanding are seen to produce the greatest welfare of mankind. Enmity is now the result of prejudice only. In The Hidden Words, Baha'u'llah says, "Justice is to be loved above all. Praise be to God, in this country the standard of justice has been raised. A great effort is being made to give all souls an equal and a true place. This is the desire of all noble natures. This is today the teaching for the East and for the West. Therefore, the East and the West will understand each other and reverence each other and embrace like long-parted lovers who have found each other. There is one God, mankind is one, the foundations of religion are one. Let us worship him and give praise for all his great prophets and messengers who have manifested his brightness and glory. The blessing of the Eternal One be with you in all its richness, that each soul, according to his measure, may take freely of him. Amen." This address is printed by kind permission from the Christian Commonwealth of September 13th, 1911. Spoken by Abdu'l-Bahá in Persian from the City Temple pulpit, the above translation was then read to the congregation by Mr. W. Tudor Pole.